Hello and welcome. You're listening to Influence of Time, hosted by me, Mitchell Hissa. In this show, we take deep dives into people of influence throughout their careers, from their beginnings, their highs and lows, and where they are now, to see their influence of time. Today's person of influence, James Marriott. This English commentary YouTuber turned indie rock pop star has lived a life of many hardships, changes, and incredible experiences in his 27 years. Seen from screen to screen, from different platforms, from different channels, tonight, we're going to learn about this rising star. Born July 7th of 1997 in Switzerland, he was raised in Buckinghamshire, England, to a currently unnamed mother and father. Marriott had an interest in music since he was a child because of his unnamed father being a pianist. In 2008, Marriott began attending Aylesbury Grammar School and even began uploading animations he made online before moving to Bishop Woodsworth's school. By 2012, Marriott began uploading videos of him playing acoustic covers of songs. He later went on to study modern languages at UCL, spending 6 months of his course in Granada, Spain, from which he gained his trilingual ability of Spanish, Portuguese, and English. While Marriott was still in university, his YouTube channel began gaining traction with his commentary videos, resulting in over 2 million subscribers. Marriott eventually described this time in his life to the Dork publication, saying his job was taking the piss out of other YouTubers' musics. In 2020, during the beginning of the pandemic, Marriott's career really began to rise. He was a member of the YouTube group The E-Boys, with YouTubers Memulus, Will.ne, and I'm Alex. They eventually hosted a podcast of the same name, leading to Marriott gaining the courage to begin live streaming on Twitch. In May of 2020, Marriott released his first single, a yacht rock inspired track by the name of Slowdown. Get it down, then sink another one. Found a girl who made my lungs hot. If I feel much more, I'll fall apart. Gonna give it one more shot before I load the gun. He recently, however, has stated his disdain for the song, even calling it horrendous, and hating whenever the song is played. He later released his second single, Him. Same place, want my heart back in your bookcase. You got that look in your eyes, blind. Have you ever seen a guy with moves like that? Makes me wonder how I've been so bad. Which was the opening track to his first ever EP, No Left Brain. The album consisted of three tracks, that being Him, New Face, wouldn't do it for you, our stories on stage over before it began. The album's artwork being done by Twitter user Padgy, and was finally released on January of 2021. In July of 2021, Marriott released his third single, Wake Up. Same lies, undone, seeping down through my lungs. Tell me I'm the one. This single was described by Golden Peck as a combination of angsty alt rock and indie rock. During this time, Marriott was still streaming to his Twitch somewhat consistently and posting the rare video to his channel, James Marriott Live. Then, after a brief step back from music, Marriott released one of his biggest songs on June 24th of 2022, Grapes. He's not smiling with his eyes again. She said he doesn't want it, he just needs a friend. He's only getting better, so the rope is being said. Did nobody ever tell you grapes? His band's take on developing into young adulthood and making it through a painful and toxic relationship. He also released his second EP, Bitter Tongues, around the same time. Bitter Tongues was a 5-track EP consisting of Where Has Everyone Gone? Another dawn, finding out you're moving on without a doubt. Say what you need to restrain me. Pick me up to put me down. It isn't fair when you shout. Patience there. Gold. I'll be back where I was. I just don't know when. So won't you tell me? Car Lights. You can hold my hand in a crowded place, but just hold me close enough that
sleeping on trains. And of course, grapes. The album was made with experiences of heartbreak, sexuality, love, and his online persona. Then, in March of 2023, Marian announced he'd be releasing his first ever album. The album would be called Are We There Yet? It would eventually be released in November of 2023 and contained 10 tracks. These tracks included You Are Here, White Noise, I'll make an attempt, knowing that I'll fuck it up. If only you would hold me in contempt, cause I don't want to interrupt. That's pretty wisdom to me. The Other Side. And romanticize this. God forbid that I romanticize this. God forbid that I romanticize. Before the release, Marriott played teaser shows joined by Jack Bug in his Royal Albert Hall performance for Teenage Cancer Trust, and he supported Lovejoy whilst on tour. In May of 2023, Marriott performed at Brighton's annual Great Escape Festival, which supposedly led to his announcement a few months later that he'd be supporting Lewis Capaldi in an acoustic set in June of 2023. This show, however, was eventually cancelled due to Capaldi's poor mental health. Marriott released So Long and Romanticize This as singles before the album's debut. Romanticize This being a more personal track about Marriott's suicidal intentions and unfortunate past that he went through during the course of his life. Marriott performed at the Reading and Leeds festivals in August of 2023, where he debuted even more of the album's upcoming songs. The same month, Marriott also finally answered Australian fans' prayers, announcing he'd be touring two shows in Sydney and Melbourne. In November of 2023, Marriott announced even more UK and European tours, alongside finally releasing the previously mentioned debut album, Are We There Yet? The name being an homage to the Common Road Trip saying, and supposedly narrates his hypothetical wish to return to Spain. Are We There Yet? Charted at number 17 on the UK Albums Chart and was produced and written with collaboration of guitarist and keyboardist Jono Sutter, a member of Marriott's touring band alongside Aleski Kiskin. In February of 2024, Marriott announced he would be playing at the annual Reading and Leeds Festival on the BBC Radio 1 stage. He'd also be performing on the Big Top stage at the Isle of Wight festivals at some point in June of that year. However, as loved as Marriott is, he sparked his first pseudo-controversy in August of 2024. A concert of his at Leeds Festival was cancelled due to safety concerns as a result of Storm Lillian, and due to Marriott charging fans for a replacement gig at the Key Club in Leeds City Centre, Marriott took a small hit which he quickly made up for with an apology to guests. Recently, in February of 2025, Marriott released an indie pop single named I Don't Wanna Live Like This Anymore. which ended up charting at number 67 on the UK singles chart. This was then followed in March of 2025 with an announcement that I Don't Want to Live Like This would be the opening track to their new upcoming album, Don't Tell the Dog, which was to be recorded at Big Jelly Studios in Ramsgate. The same month, he released another teaser single, Toothache. Which was about a childhood dental problem. Those two were then followed up in May of 2025 with It's Only Love. Going insane like you want me to. If it's only love, it's only. Which marked a change to a more expansive and unique sound for the band. Marriott later, when further confirming Don't Tell the Dog, stated that the album would be a blend of emotional pop, theatrical alt-rock, and a touch of bite. This album is scheduled to release at some point in June of 2025. While James Marriott has had a short career in music so far, his impact and reach spreads constantly, especially through sources such as TikTok and YouTube, which filled with clips of his songs around the release of Are We There Yet? And with that, we've explored everything James Marriott has to offer, at least so far. If you enjoyed this quite shorter episode, then tune in next week to see what mysterious band we delve into next. Thank you for tuning in. I hope to see you again. In the meantime, clock's ticking. Never forget, and good night.